Good evening, and welcome to Live with It's All in the Stars with Hassan Jaffer and your host, Ingrid. Good evening, Hassan.
Good evening, Ingrid.
I'm wonderful. It's a beautiful night in Toronto, and it's a beautiful night, I'm sure, in Paradise, California.
Exactly, yeah. And tonight the moon has just gone to Scorpio.
Now, what would that mean for our listeners?
A little bit of drama.
Last
6 years, it was the sign of Libra, the sign of romance, the sign of beauty. And today, you know, we wrote play some of these songs to see what the mood is.
That's a great idea.
So let's start with that moon in Scorpio mood, which is the Godfather theme. And this is Fausto Papetti. The vows of love we made, we live until we die. See, that's what the Scorpio aspect. Just a little bit, a little clip of it.
It's beautiful. I wish I had that song at my wedding. That's gorgeous. Actually, on my wedding day, the moon was in Scorpio.
Yes, that's right.
I remember that.
Going from Libra today. That's very intense, powerful emotions. The next 2-3 days are a bit violent, actually, for political aspects. So it's not very, I wouldn't go to Iraq on this front.
I'm not planning on it, is that?
It's a bit intense. Those who are born in the sign of, if they have Saturn in what we call a fixed sign, then they feel a bit depressed, a very bit anemic there. But it's a very good aspect for research, but bring up information. See, every sign has positive and negative aspect attached to it. And that moon in Scorpio, like Minato, which was born with this aspect, both his parents committed suicide. And when Scorpio is in the news, when moon is in Scorpio, you find people where, you know, there's a Scorpio party I went to, everyone was wearing black or burgundy. It's that color, you know, the Dracula color. It was so interesting. And so in the, when I was in Scorpio, like, for example, the females are in the news, and Princess Diana, or Trudeau, or there's an 800 mile big, huge storm, like dark coming up in Florida. It's like nature wants us to remember life in their situations. And one of the things which makes people very, very sensitive in life also, and the life in their situation, bring you closer to your mission also. Like in Christiana, so many people almost exactly know where they were at that time, what happened. Same thing with JFK, for example, and Trudeau, Hafiz Assad, and JFK Jr. Like all these things, moon in Scorpio, especially around time of the funeral, they more remind us that death aspect. And right after that, 2-3 days later, moon goes into Sagittarius, the most philosophical sign. Like, for example, Mother Teresa passed away just a few days after. And people are talking to about her like a saint, for example, that's a Sagittarius thing. And now, last time we were looking at, you know, there were some charts I analyzed, some very interesting ones. And let's see, who are the ones that we were talking about? Actually, first of all, by the way, anyone who is born in the 60s, the next 2 weeks, there are a bit of a nightmare thing for them. They're definitely very, very careful. Our immune system is down. And especially these 2-3 days within that period. And because even the sky itself is a Moon-Saturn square also. Like, it's not just the whole energy of what we feel. Now, for some people, it's excellent. Like, if Moon is touching off your Venus, for example, you become more passionate, more intense, and more emotional. But Scorpio is too, like, we normally do not recommend marriage on that aspect. Unless you're being married, somebody who's like a half a mafia is there.
Yeah.
That's there also.
That's a funny thing, isn't it?
When Moon is in Libra, it's a romantic aspect. Yours was right at the end of that Libra theme, you know.
So I had the best of both worlds.
Yes.
Interesting.
But you have all kinds of friends. And, of course, the jury has got Harley Davidson and all this aspect. So all these things are that element, too. So, any questions like you asked, by the way? So we'll open our lines off to the public. And anybody who wants to call.
And we actually have a worldwide number, which is available to any of our listeners. And it's 1-877-876-5227. Once again, that's 1-877-876-5227. And that's worldwide.
And for some reason, it doesn't work, I guess, maybe. So we'll find out soon, yeah. And by the way, if they want to visit our website, we'll keep our emails open. It's Stargaze, S-T-A-R-G-A-Z-E, Stargaze at astrotrends.net, A-S-T-R-O-T-R-E-N-D-S.net. So you can email us if you have any, you know, your date of birth, time of birth, place of birth, and all that, and we'll actually showcase you on the air. You don't have to give any names and all that if you feel shy, because many people are a bit in their thoughts, you know.
And actually, speaking of that, I received an email this week from one of our listeners.
Oh, yes?
Yes, I did, Hassan. And her birthday would be December 15th, 71.
December 15th.
Yes, 71.
71. Yes.
And she believes she was born in the afternoon of 2:15, somewhere around there.
Yes.
She's not sure, though, because she's not 100% sure, but she figures around that time.
The first of all, she does have moon in Scorpio, so when she was born. Now, it could be infatuated because of time difference something, but today the moon is exactly where it was when she was born.
Really?
Yes. She's a very good friend to have, actually, she does enjoy the material things also. She's a good appreciator of material things, all that marble, the right taste, for example. She does have that, and mahogany furniture, and big houses on the back, especially, you know, you have Drake Manor, and gold-plated Lincoln, and all that. That's one side. Brad Pitt is also born with that. And she has Mercury in the sign of Sagittarius, very close to Jupiter, so she can certainly talk like a house on fire. And she's a natural promoter. Quite philosophical and upbeat, actually. To me, it's a very spiritual thing when people are very positive. They always believe in the miracles of God. But she does have this serious side also. She's a very private person. And the moon Venus actually for interior decoration, for interior design is also good, and a natural promoter at the same time also. She actually has Mercury well after to Uranus, so it does give her a sort of brilliant mind. She can be quite tactless, so I can be frank with one of being blunt also at the same time. And very interesting chart. Brad Pitt is also Sagittarius with Venus and Capricorn, except how Mercury being in Sagittarius close to Jupiter, she can talk a lot too.
Yes.
What does she do?
She's in sales, from what I gather. She emailed me a few tidbits, and she's shy to come on the air, so
yeah.
She's in sales.
But she's actually not shy, she's very private. So she's more quiet than shy.
She is.
So she keeps herself a low profile. That's her Venus and Capricorn. Love matters, she's extremely private, you know, that part. But she won't really marry for love. The last 2.5 years were very difficult for her. Anyone who has Cancer, Capricorn, Aries, and Libra planets, the last 2.5 years are very difficult for them. For some of them, it was a period of maturity, like a sign of Aries, and Libra can handle that. But Cancer, Capricorn become more introverted, and so there is a testing period, like separation and divorces, or like a celibacy period, and you feel that nobody cares for you, nobody loves you, and you all make you feel like that. So she went through that period, for sure. She likes her older men, very mature men, but usually, if you're wealthy, it's also good, but it's not the wealth, it's the ambition and drive that makes people wealthy, that she's drawn to, actually.
And what anything exciting this year do you see happening for
very
job?
This year, actually, this year, end of this year especially, it's already started from last November to about October. But late July, the month of August, September, October, November is fantastic for her.
For
very,
job?
Very lucky. For her, as far as her love matters and relationships are concerned,
oh, really?
She really strengthens the job. She never has to worry. She has so many opportunities coming up. But it's like in this year, she has tremendous amount of focus and concentration. They just finish what she starts.
Yes.
And, but the love matters, you see. Like one of my clients is a multi-millionaire in the States, I mean in England. And last CD that I did for her, I said, now I'm not going to talk to you about how many more millions you're going to get at all, because you'll get more isolated. What I want you to do is make yourself available to all the men, going to different parties, and go to salsa dancing where the man has to take the lead. And so she was telling everybody, you know, her son really gave me a lesson, and she really liked it. I tell her, I'm not telling you anything at all about more properties and all that, you have enough. You have too much. You're a great, great grandchild, and you'll be able to finish it if you don't have a child yet. So, and because she's a bit of a dry affect, you know, because she hides the feelings. So this year, I really would focus on love matters, relationships, and she'll talk to me. Now, she's going through a bit of depression. She might feel she is a bit anemic, actually. She needs more iron. And, a bit of weak eyesight, and so she needs more iron, low metabolic rate. She should really go to our website, send an email at some point, so maybe, you know, if she you can send it the 12-month forecast. You know what 12-month forecast would be actually?
Yes, it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, so we can let them know. We can see exactly when's the best time to do what. And the way we say it is not that you will feel depressed. It's that because you're a bit anemic, you may feel very tired. Or when the parent's health is not the best, so it pulls you down to some extent. But that's very good for landscaping, for property. These are fantastic apps for property matches, property and love matches and relationships. Very, very positive thing for that, yes.
And what about her health matters?
Well, she's got a very active nervous system, but that scorpio can be used as an area. But I'll have to really know, like, if she can email me, because that's quite a sensitive aspect. You know, like, I won't give you half answers because of my totaliness, and she does tend to jump the gun, actually.
So you want to be careful with this chart.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Like how she often seems to be seeing. She does have very high recuperative powers, though, for sure. But it's aloneness that can cause more illnesses than anything else. That part, you see, she needs to socialize, she needs to go out, and she's not, you almost have to drag her, you need some other people. And she's the life of the party when she's there. But she does need that, you know, for sure.
Very good, very good.
That's why this person was starting the yoga center, you know, like in our, on our, near the South Avenue place we have. We make the yoga center and also the Pilates that I was telling her, actually, we should really include the salsa dancing also. And we open the porch at the back so people can come and socialize. We also have the astromat making, for example, because that really lifts you. It's one thing to, because in yoga, you just go inside. And for women to do yoga, I think it's excellent for everybody, even hot yoga and all that, but just the meditation part and all that, it makes them completely isolated. That's why 90% of the yoga teachers, these beautiful women who are teaching yoga, they're all single at the yoga show. So, but you need to lift the spirits also. So for that, that's why as soon as you hear the Rambachata music and all that, you become very, very, of course, different, you know, in that, if you bring out that. This is too slow. Perfect, yeah. Any other questions like to ask, by the way? So we'll talk about different signs also later on. And we're still experimenting certain things. We are discussing different aspects. And at some point already, I haven't even sent out the newsletter to everybody, you know, that about this aspect yet, because we still are getting leads. The first time we're getting the phones fixed and all that, so it's slowly getting there, yeah.
But if any of our listeners have any questions about their charts and they just feel a little bit private, then they're more than welcome to email us at
stargaze@astrotrends.net.
And then we can talk about their astrological chart on air for them, and they can just listen in the privacy of their home without even putting their voice on air.
And we'll give just like a 20-second break here. We'll be back with politics. Okay, we are back. And this is live, by the way, you know, to all around the world, and people from all around the world are listening to this show also. And I'd like to introduce Neelam also. You know, she's in Bombay right now. She's a former Miss Canada, actually. Really, we have a sister in Bombay, actually. It seems like 1 o'clock in the morning. So interesting. Her time is like 12:30, 1 o'clock, and you're talking to her, and she's speaking from some hotel, from a laptop, actually, on the Skype.
Isn't it amazing what our technology can do nowadays?
And I told her, you've got a Mars Saturn conjunction. You get mad at everybody so easy on this chance, but not to just be careful. And she said, Sam, can you just hold on 1 sec? And she said, hey, can you stop that vacuum? It was so interesting. She was shouting at me, and probably because he was doing some vacuum, the noise, you couldn't see anything.
And you just previously warned her not to do that. Sometimes we listen to Sam, but sometimes we don't.
But she's in a bit of a quandary, see, because she's got all kinds of career opportunities, but she really should be focusing on the love matches and relationships. So the plans were down. Love matches, if you have your marriage for her, then I see children. And then I see all kinds of opportunities coming up. Because she's a very dynamic, quite stunning person, you know. And her chart is exactly like Katie Holmes, actually. It's interesting. See, Katie Holmes is the right thing. Not just being all the Tom Cruise, but having a baby. Because that part, because somebody who has Venus and Scorpio, they can never be happy without a child. It's very difficult for them. But they are so possessive. They want to possess a person, mind, body, and soul. So that does make it more difficult for them. You know, just remember, I had another program on the Mac, on C5, where we can instantly locate any chart that we need, and we can see it in a dynamic way, what's happening in their life. Now, Paul McCartney, as you know, he's been a bit in the news, as you said.
Yes, he has. That's a chart definitely that I wanted to talk to you about. And also his wife, Heather Miller.
Heather Stiller?
Miller.
Heather Miller. Right.
Is it Miller?
I'm not sure, actually, but we can actually check it. You know, we could quickly Google her. And while we are doing this, maybe we'll just see that. But in the meantime, I look at his chart. Now, he has Venus in the sign of Taurus. So the Taurus chart, of course, he's definitely not a divorcing type of person. And it's almost a bit of a feminine placement. Actually, your Joey has Venus in Taurus. See, but when the relationship is good, and I'm just going to put in here Paul McCartney, so neat and sort of thing. He has Mercury in the sign. He's a Gemini, actually, and his Mercury is also in Gemini. So it's a very understanding. He's actually quite a really good artist. Like, his Neptune is in Virgo, very close to nature. And wife, I'll just put in here Paul McCartney, wife, and her. Is that Stella McCartney? That's not it, is it? We do have her date of birth. I'm going to see her date of birth, actually. But his chart definitely shows the Saturn-Venus aspect right now. And the Saturn-Venus part, let's just see, because I haven't looked at her chart before, so I'm going to quickly put in his wife's name. What is it? What was
it? It's Heather Mills.
Heather Mills.
I am stand to be corrected. Yes.
She's the one who came, did birth, oh, this is 1968. That's all. Oh, born 12th of January, 1968. Great. We have that. So while you are speaking, probably still have a quick look here. 12th of January. What is it, Heather? I mean, in this? 12th January, is it?
12th January, 68, correct.
68, okay, now we have the chart. Now, see, they are definitely not close to each other. In terms of communication, there was some harmony. She has Mercury in the sign of Aquarius, which is quite a bright placement, but her Venus is in Sagittarius, so she's drawn to people of philosophical type, but his Venus is in Taurus. They love the good food, and she's too independent for him, much more independent. Yeah, I can see that here for sure. She's not the best. You know, I saw her on Larry King, I think, do an interview. Was she the one?
Yes, she was.
She was not very good at all. It's a very fixed placement, actually. Now, she does have Mercury Pluto trine, which gives a certain wisdom theme.
Yes, absolutely. She's actually, it's amazing how their lives were so in, and then all of a sudden, in the news, in the media, everywhere, they were completely almost separated. But last time we spoke, you had told me that Paul's chart is a very loving.
Very loving. It's just like yours.
Yes. So it was hard for me to understand how all of a sudden they were just apart.
Well, see, because she's a very independent person. All she wants is, you know, every time she needs, she's always after that, which leaves capture. And so she gets bored fast. So she's definitely too independent in this respect. Whereas in his case, as I said, he's not really a divorcing person, actually, you know. Not at all.
Isn't that funny? But the media makes it look like it's his fault. They're making him look like the bad guy.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, Heather Mills has a friend that is appearing now out of nowhere almost. And
he does have a luck aspect also. But you see, he says, like, Lexus is dying. In Princess Diana's case, she had Venus and Taurus, totally, it's like a one-person type, and that's how he is. So he's getting a luck out of it. He's also going to be, there's a Saturn aspect till about, it goes on till about August. So July, August, especially the month of June, and July is not the easiest for him. But by the way, June, I'd also said, is as close to So any sort of danger to Iran, so June, July, these people would be at its maximum, especially that idiotic fellow in the UN to get North American ambassador.
Yes, yes.
Just sneaked in, you know, this whole thing.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
The Polish aspect. But Iran is playing it really well. Also, he said, well, this the European thing looks very, very promising, but it needs more work. So obviously, they have to give another few weeks, which is perfect. Because his chat is going to a lot of stress right on the month of June. So after June, it becomes excellent. And Condoleezza Rice's chat shows a lot of temper and anger. She must be really flying off handle right now. And she's so upset that Iran is wanting to negotiate and all these aspects. Completely, completely different than what she probably expected. And so his aspect finishes, actually. She had written a quote, and she was with Paul Newman. And she really asked him about somebody's death, his son or something, I forget who it was, and he didn't really want to talk about it. But she was so abrupt. So that Merkin, of course, is sort of coolly sarcastic placement, actually. Now, she has end of the month of June and the month of July is like a real nightmare period for her. That whole age group again, the 60s age group, she's on the tail end of it. So end of year. Now, Angelina Jolie's...
Oh, yes, we'll talk about John Voight as well.
It's about it. And is this recent at all, or
No.
I see. But the thing is, I don't think many of these rumors are true at all. Because we've got to take our own thing for that.
Well, no, and that's why definitely I wanted to... talk to you about some of these incidences, because going back to Heather Mills, she's basically slandering Paul on national television and on the news and all the rumor controls that, you know, all the Entertainment Tonight have. She is not herself slandering him, but her friend, which is, you know, somebody that they're interviewing
she's
now.
She's a very manipulative person. She's just looking Aquarius. He's a very, really like a long-term type of person. I'm surprised that there's a definite attraction to the Taurus and Sagittarius team, but she's much too independent for him. He really needs somebody who's like, he's almost Eastern in his aspects. His whole energy is totally Eastern. And so he needs like a long-term type of relationship rather than, but this year is difficult, but she's got some very lucky assets after July. So August, September, October, probably be with another person or some old friends coming back in July. That's quite possible.
Interesting. Very,
but
very interesting.
She's not even involved almost, you know.
And with him, she's not totally not involved?
Well, the thing is, she's not like a wife type at all. Like, she's more, what she needs is a companion, because she's too independent in this aspect. Baby Angelina, by the way, her name is what, Shirley or something, right?
Shiloh.
Shiloh Jolie Pitt.
Shiloh Jolie Pitt, yes.
She has, I don't know, rising sign, either Pisces or Aries rising. See, I think it's Pisces rising. It could be because she was born near the ocean, near the water. That's one aspect. It's a beautiful place, actually, that coast where she was born, actually. And in Namibia, you know, that.
Yes, it was a beautiful place.
It's a very, very nice aspect, actually, yeah. She has Venus and Aries exactly like Marilyn Monroe. And she definitely...
Now we're talking about Shiloh, correct?
Shiloh, that's
yes.
Angelina Jolie's baby. And very bright girl. She has Mercury in front of Gemini, also Moon in Gemini, of course the mother being a Gemini. And she's inherited that from the mother. Her mother has Moon, Jupiter. See, Moon-Jupiter conjunction is a lot of popularity with the public. That's right there. And the Mars-Moon aspect is a sudden temper. That Angelina Jolie has, it's also squared to Saturn, which is major, like, rebelliousness. See, last 2-3 years, if she had met Brad Pitt, they would have definitely broken up.
Really?
A pretty long time, yes. Because
so it's very important at the time. So it's not just
perfect.
The chart.
Yes, she met him in the best time, because he broke up with Addison, who definitely did not want to have babies and children. And she was saying that she wanted to have, and it was misunderstanding. It's total nonsense.
But that was actually nonsense, really.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, she was at a Mars Neptune conjunction, like becoming drunk in the public, for example, or even with Vince. And she's very erratic. It's not a stable personality at all. Angelina Jolie, on the other hand, has Venus in Cancer. So even though she has this daring, adventurous, rebellious side, but the Venus in Cancer part is definitely, and the actresses in Beverly Hills get really upset at me, by the way, because throughout this period, they say, oh, they are not going to last 2 weeks and 3 weeks and more than a month, for example. They kept on saying this. After that, I said, no, it should be very nurturing. She's very much like the children.
Yeah,
well,
that's true.
Them.
A lot of people knock her. A lot of people say she's weird, she's odd,
she's
not nurturing, but I think she is.
And she definitely has that nurturing aspect about her. That's what even from Cassie. Just difficult for her to show emotions, and Brad Pitt plays it perfect. Because he's not too demonstrative about love matters. He's the exactly opposite. He has Venus in Capricorn. She understands his feelings without saying a single word. So she quiets herself, looks up to him.
Interesting.
Yes.
But now
he's a bit like a father figure also.
Who, Brad Pitt?
Yes.
No, it's funny because I just saw John Voight in the news, and he's very excited about his baby granddaughter. This is Angelina Jolie's father, of course, and he was born December 29th, 1939, and it's kind of sad that they've lost touch, and just wondering how that's going to go and if they're actually going to come back into contact and be a family.
Okay, you see, he has Mercury in the sign of Sagittarius, so that part would get along well with Brad Pitt. She married somebody who's exactly a father figure.
Really? They say a lot of women do that. They say that they actually marry.
The father is a Sagittarius with Capricorn planet, and the father is a Capricorn with Sagittarius planet. He
actually, not interesting.
The only thing you see with Sagittarius aspect is not the most confidential aspect, so he talks a lot, and he's like a little preacher. And he actually said, you know, how much he misses her and all that, and she didn't like that. She thought it was a sign of weakness, and because he was showing tears and all. But he had Venus Saturn conjunction and Mars conjunction. So he's got all these three planets in Aquarius, which can make us a bit coolly sarcastic when he's upset. But he's going through a difficult period because Neptune touching off his Venus and Saturn, and all that is a deep, deep sadness, you know. But that's where she's sort of violating the divine truth, you know, when she is being like that, because she's born the moon through the opposition.
Is she?
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah,
the moon through aspect gives a certain intensity, and moon in Aries also. So it's not this part that she can be sarcastic without even, and she cannot undo the damage anymore. So this aspect came out of the father.
So she can actually be very harsh with her words and.
Yeah, and draw the visual analogy, be coolly sarcastic, but at the same time, he has a lot of these Aquarius planets. See, Aquarius aspect is almost cold. But he's not a cold person, just as a kid. They're not like, she's full of emotions. She has Venus in Cancer, the most nurturing aspect, like a mothering side. And that's why she needs the children so much. Whereas he has Venus in Aquarius, very cool, aloof aspect, and it's very close to Saturn, so it completely blocks emotions. So it's difficult to show his emotions and all. It doesn't really touch off some negative themes in a child, just that they can relate to each other. Like, he was not very demonstrative, and I think it's remarkable of him to actually reach out and all that.
And he did that through media. He actually was on you know, worldwide television, and said that.
Because without him, she wouldn't even be here.
Absolutely. So it was amazing that he actually had the courage, being such a superstar that he is, and actually reaching out to his daughter, which is a complete superstar, and taking that chance that possibly she won't reach out back to him.
Yeah.
So you see that possibly happening?
Very much, yeah.
I hope it does. Now, of course, one of our favorite...
Right now, like last 4 or 5 weeks are very difficult for him because Saturn is touching off all his planets. In fact, Mars is still touching off his Saturn for about the next 2 weeks. It's a very long timing.
Now, we're still talking about John Voight.
That's right,
yeah.
So after that, June, it becomes better. After June, July, it becomes better. But actually, the best thing is after September, October, when Jupiter touches off his moon. That's when after the family reunions, etc.
Oh, that's wonderful. So maybe somewhere around that time of year, something will happen for him.
Yes.
Now, our wonderful, wonderful Paris Hilton of the media, she's always
she's got
something to talk about.
You know, although she has a very strange personality, but she does have a brilliant mind.
Now, she was born February 17th, 1981.
That's right, yeah. So Venus in Aquarius, a little bit unconventional aspect, but even fashion design and all that, she's a very different taste. But she does have the inventive side. Mozart was born with that. She has Mercury in Aquarius, Sun in Aquarius. So she does have that moon in Leo. That's where the dramatic theatrical side comes in. Now, Saturn has been touching it also. She's probably mature this year. With Saturn touching on Venus, it's a bit of a lonely aspect in her chart. This year is not the best for relationships. And it's definitely restricted, but it's good for productive use of fashion, clothing, artistic side.
Well, it's funny that you say that because she just has a single now. She's actually a singer. She's actually produced her first song.
Have you heard her song? I do know some singers who are born Mercury in Aquarius, and it's actually to Neptune, which gives a nice seductive aura in the voice. But Mercury is also close to Mars, which can give us sort of a high voice, too. interesting.
I actually heard it, and it was actually quite interesting. It was actually pleasant to listen to.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
That definitely is a milking, because she's going through a very sad period, you see. So because of the fat out, she's becoming more serious, and that's just off her Venus. Like, she's very cool, blue, and totally off the wall from time to time.
Yes.
But she does have some good aspects now. But she can't relate to normal people at all. There's no grounding in the chart, not a single planet in Earth sign at all. Only fire and air and a bit of water. That's it.
That's not good.
But she does have this explosive fire. She's an aspect of freak action to head in sign. She was born with that aspect, actually. That's a Mars Uranus square configuration.
Yes, and she's always seems to be with some new date. She always has some new man on her arm, and she's always gallivanting through the parties.
She likes people who are brilliant, who are eccentric, who are a bit erratic. With Neptune touching off of Venus, she'll be attracted to men all kinds of walks of life right now. Because the Neptune theme is once in a lifetime, once in about 165 years. And many fashion designers were born with that, but always a bit erratic type of fashion.
Her sister is actually a fashion designer, and I think she dabbles in it as well. Of course, it runs in the family.
And then we have, you want to see Britney
Spears?
Yeah,
absolutely. Let's talk about Britney Spears. She was also in the news. She's quite the lady. She bought some new Porsche. I didn't quite get, actually. It was an antique, and it was a stick shift. And she didn't know really how to drive a stick shift until she purchased this car, supposedly. So she almost got into a few near miss hits. And it's amazing how the media just gravitates to her. She's almost like, remember when Pamela Anderson was in her high era where the media was always following Pamela Anderson, no matter where she was, especially when she was with Tommy Lee.
Oh, yes.
So now it almost reminds me that it's Britney Spears now that they're attacking and that they're following her every move with her baby and her driving and, you know, all that kind of matters. So just wondering what's happening in her chart.
You see, she has Moon in Aquarius. She's Sagittarius, actually. And Mercury Uranus conjunction in Sagittarius. So there is a definite erotic, brilliant side to her. And she has Moon in the side of Aquarius. That's getting touched off by Saturn. She's a bit of a disappointment. And, you know, when they talk about postpartum depression, she does have a little bit of that. But that could be just the anemic aspect. Like, women become anemic, so much of blood loss. That's the Saturn Moon being secure aspect from that. But the chart, the original chart that I had, that's got Libra rising. Now, Pluto is touching off on Mars. That's a violence, a dangerous aspect, actually, near the home and in the fourth house, her home environment, neighborhood, driving.
Driving. She has to be careful with that car.
From November of 2008, and Neptune is touching off, Pluto is touching off on Neptune, too. I think one of his grandparents, her grandparents have to be careful of their health. But Pluto touching off Mars, then you completely change your attitude towards health matters. Actually, now she's also a very private person. Actually, she is. She has Venus in Capricorn, like Mel Gibson, Brad Pitt, and also especially actually.
Yes.
That is very similar to Brad Pitt, so she's very private. Also, doesn't really talk about her love, emotions, and all that.
She is very private. She is very private. I know when she had that mishap with her baby, Sean, she was very private in the restaurant. She actually sat down and she was crying and she was very, very upset, and the media just happened to get a picture of that, and I thought that was just awful. I didn't think that they should have did that, you know. I think that was a private time for her, and I think that was just shameful. But of course the media is always like that. They're always
like a mass mentality or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens again.
Absolutely. So do you see her and her husband staying together and having that happy family?
She actually has very, very good aspects this year, late this year, like August, September, October, and November. She's a very lucky theme in her chart, actually.
Did you see her coming back into music after having her family and establishing all that?
She definitely is quite talented. Her talents are still above the horizon. So definitely she could do that. She's got at least like 6-7 years ahead of her. You know, I don't consider her really talented when it comes to music and singing and all that, but she definitely has the entertaining part. She's excellent as an entertainer.
So she's almost like Madonna, you would say.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Madonna has that same aspect.
Yeah.
She's very talented in putting the whole picture together, but she's
more of a promoter, but she loves the limelight on that. But she's not as much. She's more private than Madonna, actually.
She's more private.
Yeah, Madonna is too much of a hoopla.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. She's too streetwise.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one of my favorite blondes that I'd love to talk about is Jessica Simpson. She's always on the mind of everybody. What is she up to next? I mean, she just came out with her hairdresser a couple of weeks ago. She just actually came out with a new whole line of wigs. And she came out as a redhead for one of the parties that she went to. And it was quite amazing. Now, she was born July 10th, 1980. And she's actually... I think she's a dynamic singer. I believe she's very talented.
Yeah, so we're talking about all these actors and actresses, the astrological portion of that.
Well, maybe that'll come soon then. Yeah. Absolutely.
But I'd be very fast for you. I'm not like you've been quiet.
You are.
And we don't want to hurt these people at all.
And you're actually very truthful. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, she has looking at the sign of Cancer. OJ Simpson is born. Especially when they're self-oriented, like to get things their way. She's quite bright also. It's like Mercury is well after to Uranus. And it's your end well after to Saturn. It's a very productive thing when you finish something also. And she has Venus in the sign of Gemini after to Neptune and Saturn. It's what we call a T-square in a chart. It's one of the best aspects for love matters for relationships. And it's very idealistic in love. And the last few years, she's going through a complete change in her whole attitude towards love, marriage, relationship, everything. What if she maybe can just tell me something about her?
Absolutely. I mean, she's a singer. She's a very popular singer.
She's a singer.
And she's dabbled into movies.
But she has a quite nice voice also. See, Nicole Kidman has Mercury in Cancer.
She has a beautiful voice. Jessica Simpson has an absolutely beautiful voice.
Remember when you met her at that?
Yes.
Her voice is so gorgeous, so beautiful.
Yeah, she does.
It's quite wise. See, Anne Landers was on Mercury in Cancer. Now, for Jessica Simpson, it's a major contract this year. This summer is fantastic. Late July, August, September, October, November. If you want to do anything, all that is excellent. And who else did you want to know? Heather. That works to be had, yeah. Let me just have a quick
deal. Actually, since we're talking about Nicole Kidman, we can continue talking about her because...
Oh, yes, she wants to get married too.
She's absolutely on the marriage trail. Absolutely.
Okay, and her charge. Tom Cruise has Venus in Gemini, Mercury-Venus conjunction. No, he has, actually normally people have a nice voice. Either have this, but he definitely has this, a little bit of this radical mind. The Katie Holmes can definitely handle him. Like, but she is much more intense. She'll feel a bit left out, though.
But I'm just waiting to see how long that relationship lasts.
Yeah, they are not really meant for each other, you know. But his Neptune and her Venus, like, she's very, she likes Hillary Clinton. She loves the power. And she didn't really care for Bill Clinton, but because of him, she also became a senator. So she hung on for the power aspect of it. So she does like that power team, Katie Holmes, for sure. So Venus is in Scorpio, and it's very close to Uranus, which means a bit of an erratic. You know, she's going through a bit of a manic depressive phase right now, actually.
She is?
Yes. Did they say that in the media?
No, they didn't say that. I'm just very surprised.
About July, August.
Wow. Yeah. Now, could that be just, you know, a postpartum? So it's like a postpartum depression of a
mom. Yeah, but she's basically a very optimistic person, and she's really loved to do because of the Scorpio theme. But she's very, very happy that she's really careful that, and she's also a very private person, actually. And yes, she can be quite outspoken. And she's quite talented, actually, also. So quite versatile, actually. And Nicole Kidman, see her age group, end of June, the beginning of July. That's why it's not the best time for her. Maybe it's just all the stress of the marriage that she's thinking of. And her Venus is in Leo. See, Saturn is touching off the Venus. This is not the best aspect for love matters and relationships. It's interesting that Tom Cruise went through very good aspects, and he will try to keep the relationship, which is good at least, from this July, August, to next July, continuously. He's got Saturn touching off his Venus.
But you do see a marriage in the future? Or if you compared, let's say you put Tom Cruise's chart together with hers, do you see a marriage at the same time in each chart?
No, but she did not. I mean, here's just a bit different, actually. She has Venus in Leo, and that's getting touched off by actually a lot of pride, a lot of dignity. From this October till about next summer is fantastic for her, for relationships, the marrying one person, and all these aspects, people in the limelight. But Saturn is taking off of Venus right now, which is very restrictive for love. then you wake up sometimes you're strong with.
Really?
Yeah. Like you thought, I just came up as Paul McCartney is going through.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I should do, since I have a whole database, I can actually just search the database for any of these charts. I can also see all the, you want to see only actresses, I guess, yeah. Let's take some actors and actresses. I take both, even Indian actors, because a lot of people in India, in Bombay, actually in Bollywood, who are hearing our shows too.
Let's talk about Bollywood, which you're very familiar with, Hassan.
I am to some extent, yes. Okay, what I'm going to do is, on this aspect, I'm going to take both these actors and we'll put it through a database where we're actually comparing.
Their chart?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to do something very interesting. Here's the aspect, for example, anyone who's getting the Saturn Mars opposition, let me see if it shows up. Just going to pull this one.
Now, whose chart are you actually pulling up right now?
I'm taking anyone who has a Mars Saturn.
Well, so you're just taking a random chart and you're finding somebody who has a Mars Saturn aspect?
That's right. That's what I want to see. Mars opposition to Saturn or Mars square to Saturn. Let's see.
You've actually honed it down to actors.
Yes.
So let's see who that is.
Sanjay Dutt. Sanjay Dutt is on the hot actors there. He has, oh, he was born with a Mars Saturn aspect, that's right. He's always in trouble with the law.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, and Salman Khan, actually. You know, he killed his, he shot this deer. So they gave him 5 years.
In prison.
After judgment. Well, they were saying that, actually. You know, but he performed a concert about 2 weeks ago.
And did he get away from not serving the time?
Yeah, he performed a concert. So I was giving a recommendation to him, you know, not to go back to there, at least in June.
Have to be careful.
Word,
it's that. Always good to talk to you, Hassan, about any situations or any mess that you may have.
Julia Roberts is born with that, too.
Julia Roberts is as well.
She's born with a Mars Saturn, that's right, so the major authority conflict on that, but it's not getting touched off this year.
And Demi Moore as well.
Yes, and she's definitely quite rebellious. So let's see who has Mars. Actually, Demi Moore is in a bit of a danger theme, actually. You know, I am actually surprised how their relationship has lasted, you know? And they didn't have a baby, though, did they?
No, there was always rumors.
Yeah, because if she had the child, then she wouldn't care. That's all she wants. So, Mars being in the sign of Taurus, we'll take two, three things. So, anyone who has Mars in Taurus and Mars in Leo, this is a dramatic and theatrical aspect here or something. Jennifer Lopez has that. And that is getting touched off. She has actually, you know, her chart is very much like you.
Really?
She's Leo. She has Mercury in Leo like you. She's very good for authority and responsibilities and all. And Venus, oh, her Venus is in Virgo also, yeah.
Really?
For music, for dancing.
So now
very
if I
chick.
Were to meet her, and would we hit it off immediately because our charts are very similar?
Yeah.
Really?
And you're both actresses, you're both talented. Yeah. Very much, yeah.
That's interesting because she's actually one of my idols. She's somebody that I actually look up to, yeah. I find her very talented. I know that some of her movies didn't do so well, but the others did. I mean, she's an incredible triple threat. Yeah. Now, Demi Moore came up again, and I've got her birthday here. Demi Moore is November 11th, 1962.
It's nice. I can see her signs are coming down now. They're slowly coming up. So she'll probably get a part in about a year's time or something, or very soon, because signs are moving up. She's into some big contracts very soon.
It's interesting because she's been out of the media for so long. So long.
At the bottom. And Jupiter's in the seventh house. She's dating her marriage and all that a lot. But this summer, this July, August, about next July, August, is a major test of relationship for her.
Really? But it's interesting because even though she was not really in the media and she was laying low for so long, she's one of the actresses that have kept herself very, very fit physically.
Yeah.
So she's ready. Like, I mean, she's almost like a sitting bull. She's ready to go out there and I could just see her conquering everything.
I wouldn't call her a bull, but she's...
I didn't mean it literally. Yeah, she's a beautiful woman. I mean, she's somebody that, you know, you can look up to. And
Saturn doesn't come from Mars. That's in the sixth house. In a womb chart, it can also indicate a man in your life. So, Kucha, you've got to be careful of danger, any head injuries. It's also applied to children. to the next seat. I'm going to ask myself only to the God of July, August. But in that time, she's born this love, 10, 13, but after that, July, August, it finishes in the chart. And I'm looking at Javier, you know this fellow, the Prime Minister, Stephen Lewis. He's born next in Aries, and this is let's not argue this with my way. He is getting still very good access. We don't know his time of birth, that's not a problem. This Xavier fellow, Hugo Xavier of Venezuela, he has a very interesting chart actually, and likes getting his way, exactly opposite the United States chart. But his chart, he does like faith very much, I would say. Because all these Cancer planets, they sit on, he's easier than you actually with Cancer planets. The Mercury Jupiter Moon conjunction, he's like a good preacher's chart. And he has some real windfalls from last November till this September, October. And the oil really gave him a real bonanza. But he's amazing. He plays everything like chess moves. And he called me, Rice. She's a very vindictive type of person. Like, if she wasn't in the chapter, it sounds like an evil charge. You might say, not evil or anything like that. I don't use these words often, but people who misuse their power. Like, she really wants that this Iran bomb, for example, and the way she said it, which is the Lawrence NG, for example, and Bush certainly does not have the intellect for any strategy. But in this case, the shadow chart, for example, if you're all these cancer planets, very much like it's like a good father's chart. Very caring, he has got innocent verbal, so he does get the poor, the needy. But it's interesting that Iran also has innocent verbal. You have innocent verbal, too.
I do.
It's very caring, right in front of the Nightingale was born with that.
Very nurturing.
Yes.
Yes.
It's definitely an interesting aspect. You know, we've got to be a bit careful today, the moon is in Scorpio, we can make a lot of enemies.
We have to be very careful what we say.
Secret enemies.
We don't need secret enemies. No.
Because we don't understand if he has astrologers, that we've got to be completely, and we've got to see, you know, when we look at Hitler's chart and we see the same as the United States chart, same as Israel's chart, same as, but we're not talking about the negative aspect. When I talk about saying, I'm talking about, for example, there's a certain sense of fairness and justice. Like it's like a beauty and a beast, Libra and Scorpio aspect. Liz Taylor is born with that, Natalie Portman is born with that, for example. But in Hitler's case, why is it like a sense of fairness? Like in 1929, the fact that it does make it with 100 million marks. So
yes.
That's how you thought the loan sharks were responsible, that the lawyers were getting the words of the quick shop, that's when he came in.
But
the Scorpio side came in, and he said, enough is enough, like 400 million marks, like 100 million marks for one dozen eggs. And when he stopped all these loan sharks and all that in 4 or 5 years, he had to import workers from the rest of Europe. So most politicians are going to be rising. So we cannot just say, the person is a monster. We have to see what that person like his art, for example. He's also quite a good artist, actually. You know, the Vinci is born with Mercury. So we can't say one person's monster, one person's artistic. We can't be biased, regardless of what the person did in this aspect. But we're in a difficult position in this aspect sometimes.
So we're not actually saying anything positive about that person in that we're actually...
Like Bush, for example. Yes. Mercury is kind of Leo, but he's actually a very good public speaker, especially when somebody else has written his speech. Mercury cannot separate truth from fantasy. So it's very easy to go off at a tangent on this aspect.
Now, he was born July 6, 1946.
Yes.
So let's talk about his chart just a little bit.
Very, very similar to Bill Clinton's chart. They both have Mercury and Leo. But Bill Clinton is actually is a Leo. It's more of a charismatic sign. And whereas in Bush's case, for example, it's just a cowboy compared to him. But he's a Cancer. And with all these things in the 12th house, all these hidden motives, and the Mercury Pluto aspect, many of these people are born with that, and the Ivy League and all that is very much in his chart. He's born with that. But he still has Jupiter and Sun and Libra. So when he was born, there were some major peace treaties being done also. And I think that's what his legacy wanted to be. That's why the direction of war that he took was exactly opposite. But I feel that he was completely manipulated in this aspect. Now, he was born in... By the way, do you know Laura Bush? She actually ran over somebody. She killed somebody when she was 17 years old.
Really?
Yes. I'm looking at a chart. She has Mars in her 7th house of marriage and is badly afflicted to Uranus. It's an after a free cash on her head and spine. She ran, or somebody, like she ran this red light and the person, she's 17 years old, and he was killed.
Now, that's actually documented in history now.
And he was her boyfriend.
And George Bush was her boyfriend.
That's right. So this is an asset of the action for the margin. Scorpio, like a very, because she likes these powerful type of men who sort of like preachers also. But he certainly is not, you know, just like a different type. But the Scorpio thing is all these secrecy and blood on their hands, unfortunately. I mean, she's very well spoken. She's a very good teacher, actually. She was Mercury, Venus, conjunction in Sagittarius. But the Scorpio side, she has Mars in Scorpio. Now, her chart shows it's very interesting. This July, August, to next July, there's a major danger that's showing up in her chart. With Saturn touching off her Mars right from the bottom of the chart.
I hope the Secret Service is listening, because they need to protect her.
Well, some people wish they weren't.
I think they should hire you, Hassan.
But this is the aspect for the danger for the husband, actually.
Oh, for the husband.
The husband, one of the parents, like any genetic ties, but also the husband, because that same aspect, like she was born with that. At 17, her boyfriend was killed. And that the same aspect is repeating itself. So now, Saturn taking off that Mars, a major action configuration coming to the 7th house, which is the marriage partner. So there is definite danger.
But oh, I'm sure George W. Bush has, Jr. has made a lot of enemies in his time.
Yeah, but this is a major danger aspect. In her chat also, sometimes any surgeries, any hysterectomy, intubation, that's all. But it's for a whole 1 year. And it's like, no.
Is that something that's unusual?
At the very bottom of the chart, on Kerry's chart, see, his wife plans at the very bottom. And even though he won the election, I do believe, but there's so much of, you know, they prevent these people from voting and all kinds of fraud there. And then the other court settlement, this Davao company gave $10 million in California for the fraud part. I mean, these things are hardly bargaining, but that is there. But, you know, I must say that the chart of Carmelisa Rice. Now, she has Mercury Neptune conjunction just like Emma de Jong. It's an actual weekend of separate truth from fantasy, you justify things. But it's interesting, his Neptune, they both have Neptune in Libra. But she has Mercury in Scorpio, he has Mercury in Libra. So he always plays to the fairness of that. It is fair that the whole world has it and we don't have the nuclear technology for it. And they keep on taking bombs. They've never done anything to the bombs at all. In fact, they said when we have it, we want to make it available to everybody so that everybody can have a peaceful means. If not, violate one iota of the treaty, because only like 4.8% as opposed to 16% of the nation. Her child is in Scorpio, is like a real dictatorship comes up. And because it's so fixed, and she doesn't, because she's saying it, and it has to be done, this is it, the Iran is evil, but without giving any reason at all. And he's trying to meet him at a logical level. Trudeau, you know, Prime Minister was, and he was born in Libra 1 week before the Shah of Iran. 1 week. Shah of Iran was in Scorpio. Everybody's taken as a dictator. Trudeau was just as much a dictator. But because he's Libra, he got away with it, he was very charming. And
very soft, yeah. Very soft-spoken, got away with a lot more than the other.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, all the FRQ and all that, he was quite difficult also. So it's just looking like how you approach these.
It's funny, my parents' generation remembers him as very well-spoken almost getting away with anything that he likes.
Yeah, I remember this reporter, you know, was chasing him, you know, and he was, and suddenly he started running, sitting near the parliament. And finally, she got him, almost out of breath. And she said, Mr. Prime Minister, and he said, yes. He said, you know, they're saying all kinds of things. He said, well, they shouldn't do that. And he just left it like this. Without even giving an interview. Because he didn't care about the whole thing. I'm looking at Musharraf's charge, you know. He has Mars in Taurus, which is a major danger from this July, August, right to, in fact, right now, but especially July, June, July. It's a dangerous period because in the world, the fires that are happening, that's Mars Saturn conjunction in Leo. Every time Mars is a fire sign, it always happens. So Mars Saturn is a major action configuration on world level for the fires, and also it's touching off people who have planets in Leo, Taurus, Scorpio, and Aquarius. These are the ones which become more physical, but also even complex. But in his case, his Mars being in Taurus is being opposed by Saturn, so definitely there are major danger, which is coinciding with Bush's chart also. And approximately this starts about August, actually July, August, right about next year, almost continuously. So it's interesting, we have just a few minutes. And if people want to call us, you can always email us at stargaze, S-T-A-R-G-A-Z-E, at astrotrends.net. Let us know how you like our show, and if you have any questions, please do let us know.
And your birth dates, your time of birth, your place as well, and the future shows, we can always pull one or two of our faithful emailers. If, like Hassan said, if they like to stay private, maybe a little bit shy, we're more than happy to talk about your chart on air without you being actually on air.
And we need your reports. We have the 12-month forecast. We have the compatibility reports.
Which are absolutely fantastic. Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, so thank you, friends.
It gives you all your potential, your best talents that you can see. Exactly, you get the highest potential of the people. And a 12-month forecast gives you the best timing. When is the best time to do one?
And I think that's probably one of the most important things about astrology is timing.
Absolutely.
And that's really how people can achieve what their goals are and how they become successful in life.
Absolutely, yeah.
And happy as well, and love matters.
That's
well,
right.
On that note.
And now the compatibility one is very interesting. I would suggest people to get use it before they get married, of course. But if they're already married, I'm also giving suggestions how to improve the relationship. Because it can be complimentary. There may be no contact with each other, but it can be very complimentary. Like you and Joey, for example, in love matches, you're very complimentary. There's always a love aspect. In communication, you two are very different. You have like in Leo. You like to communicate. You cannot be ignored.
No, I love to talk. I love to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That, the way you communicate also. And he has like sort of Pisces, so he communicates, but he doesn't talk. So you don't want to get to have a whole situation with him. And yet, for example, all you have to do is go near him while he's working, because he's like a workaholic, right? So you just go and touch him near the neck and say, honey.
This is a family show.
No, but your tone of voice, that's what he responds to.
Okay, well, hopefully he's not listening, so I can try this on him tomorrow, because if he's listening, then I do this, then it's not going to work. He's just going to fall under my spell. Yeah, that's true. That would be him.
You know what I like to do next time? Also, we try to take relationships where people have lasted like 40 years, 50-year marriages also, long-term. And also astrological twins. For example, Saddam Hussein and Jack Nicholson.
And, of course, yourself. You have a twin.
Yeah, but no, I'm not there. But don't mix them with me.
I'm sorry, I don't mean
but,
to.
But the thing is, he's played some weird roles too, Jack Nicholson. I mean,
yes.
Think about it. In fact, Saddam is much more wiser than Jim.
Oh, boy.
And also Johnny Cash and Liz Taylor and Edward Kennedy were born same day also. And the Queen Queen Elizabeth was also born with Tony O'Reilly.
So stay tuned for next week on Hassan with the Vault of that secret. Thank you.
You had a great time. Thanks, Ingrid.
Thank you, Hassan. I had a wonderful evening. Have a wonderful night. Thank you to all our listeners, and God bless.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.